This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Out West Radio, a community-driven podcast built in the heart of Hamilton at Western Community Centre. We are webbing networks and creating safe spaces for ownership in our community. Whānau first, hapori first.
Kia ora, nau mai hara mai, nau mai hoki mai, ki roto e tēnei kaupapa o Out West Radio. Kia ora whānau, if you're new, welcome to our space. If you're an OG, welcome back. If you didn't know, this is a space where we give the inside scoop of what we've got happening out here at the Western Community Centre, or happening out west. My name's Tom, we've got Regan in the house today.
Hey.
That's just for those of you that are new to this platform, but we are streaming every Friday on your 11 a.m. So it's nice to have you tuned in, wherever you're tuning in from. But yeah, all we're going to do is just go through a whole list of stuff that we have, from venue hire to hanging out in our foyer, our staff room, what we have to offer in their spaces, to what we have to offer our community, like our veggie packs, and all the other stuff that we have to offer our young people as well. We have a mission statement to create opportunities and provide support that enhances the holistic well-being of the people in our community. We also have a vision statement: thriving, vibrant, healthy and self-reliant communities. And then we have some values that we hold dear to us as well, and that's being strength-based in our actions and our language, respect, being respectful to anyone who comes in these doors, showing integrity and the mahi that we do, and then also alongside that just comes quality services that we give out to the people that come through our doors as well. Meaningful relationships, although we like to hold relationships with people in our community, one of our values we hold dear to all of those ones that I've just said before is being professional, holding professionalism in those as well. Just because we have a lot of whānau in our community that we're pretty close with, we need to show professionalism as well. And then we honour the bicultural journey of Te Tiriti or Waitangi. And that's pretty much us at the Western Community Centre at 46 Hyde Ave. So some things that we've got going on. I'm going to start with the fruit and veggie packs. For over 40 years, our community centre's weekly doing veggie co-op. And been helping everyone to enjoy some fresh seasonal produce. And also just saving money as well. And it might be pretty helpful as well around the raising of the petrol prices as well. You see a lot of people are out on parents on scooters.
Yeah.
Scootering around with kids now, which is good. But anyway, every Wednesday, we got a whole heap of volunteers. They create over 100 packs of fruit and veggies. And you might see them in the car park on Wednesday mornings. They're actually putting the veggie packs, fruit and veggie packs together at that time as well. There's no need to pre-order, just drop in between 11 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. on your Wednesday and grab a bag, and then from open days on Thursday and Friday is open times to closing time is when you can come and get your bag. But it's pretty much like first in, first serve. We don't normally hold bags for people, it's just you just come in and get it. So we do have FPOS, we take cash, we also have PayWave. But if you're lucky to get in this week, you would have got peaches, bananas, nectarines, carrots, broccoli, kumara, and onions. A whole heap for $15. Cheap as. We might even be making more bags if the petrol prices stay at this height for people in our community. Because I know my wife went shopping last night, and it's expensive as just to buy fruit anyway.
It is so expensive. So I know that they packed 113 bags this week, and all 113 bags were sold on Wednesday. So that's been really, really cool for us, because if you are a regular buyer from us, you will see there are some weeks that we'll have We do have spare bags left over on the Thursday and Friday for you to purchase. So at this stage this week, we've only got the individual fruit left that were the excess that we brought. So there's some peaches. I think there's a couple of onions still left over, and there might be still a couple of more broccolis left. But these were, yeah, these were just extras that you could have added to your pack or brought extras if you needed extra fruit. So, yeah, make sure you're getting in, especially because we are slightly changing in seasons too. So these bags are starting to look a little bit more like this. And when they're bags like that, they do go very, very quickly. But yeah, the volunteer, the leader who leads them in that space had said on Wednesday that he managed to push out the bags to about 113 bags this week. So that's pretty cool. It's been nice to be able to increase that amount each week for you guys. So it just means our fruit and veggies are being brought and they're being eaten and waiting for their next bag to come through for the next week. I think I brought blueberries this week from the fruit and veggie bags, and they were so good. Blueberries with some extras and the little peaches that look like apricots. Yeah,
we've always got heaps of like things on the side here. Yep.
So we will buy extras, and sometimes there'll be fruit or like there may be a veggie that we'll get that actually isn't in the bag, but it is still, again, first in, first serves. We don't buy a huge amount. It's just a few extras. And it's just kind of nice to have these little different fruits that we'll have. So I think it was last week and the week before, we had some kiwi berries that were available to purchase as well.
Kiwi berries?
Yeah, kiwi berries.
Little kiwi fruit.
No, they're like cute little berries that are like kiwi fruit. So yummy. You can eat the whole thing.
Oh, sorry, yeah, that's what I mean. But they look like kiwi fruit when you bite them.
Yeah, yeah, they got that inside. Do you know what they taste like? The golden kiwi fruit.
Yep.
They're so good. But I just realised, as you were speaking, if you're one of our OGs and listening, we normally, when we wrestle on about what we have going on here at the centre, I've just realised we've increased in our services and programs that we actually give out to the community. Oh, wow. So I'd say less than a month ago, we were talking about we offer over 95 unique services, support services, activities, events, programs that are held here each year. It's actually over 101 now. So we've had some more groups come in and wanting to be regular hires with us and provide regular services out to our community. So that's really cool that our space is getting utilized even more as we speak, because that number always increases from the last time we spoke about it. So 101 unique services, support services we provide from the center from Monday to Sunday, pretty much. So that's pretty cool.
That's heaps. Yeah. That's a lot, and they use it continuously throughout the year. One other thing I wanted to talk about was laughing yoga. There's a couple of things that we'll segue into, but laughing yoga on Tuesdays, 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. It is pretty easy setup. You just turn up at that time on Tuesday. You'll see a whole bunch of people just waiting around in the foyer, maybe even in the staff room. And then either Neil or Sanjay will come past and pick you up on the way through to a room, and mm-hmm. then you guys will do laughing yoga. Children are welcome to that program as well. It sounds loud, but it's actually a really good time. It's actually pretty funny. It's about showing vulnerability, to create vulnerability in the people in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you haven't been there, get along to it, because it's actually pretty crack up. I tutor youth workers, and when we used to do classes here, we'd go into yoga class for a little bit of an icebreaker and warm up.
Cool.
Yeah, we used to get the my students involved. I shouldn't say kids, because they're adult youth workers. But just because they're my students, I call them kids sometimes. And I do that in my meetings as well at Praxis. I'm like, oh, my kids are, and oh my gosh, my students. But we usually do go along to laughing yoga. It is a good time. It's a way of it's probably a good way. Neil says it's a good way to set up your week.
I've speak to quite a few that come and go from that group, and that's why they come to that group, is to start your morning on a really good note. You don't realize how much like laughing, what it does and how contagious it can be between people. Because if you're laughing, it's quite easy to join into that laughter, you know. So why not start the morning that way? Because our holiday program goes to that too, and they love it. The junior holiday program loves it.
But that's laughing yoga. Tuesdays, 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Remember, children are welcome. It is free to attend, and it's at our very own place here at the Westwood Community Centre, 46 Hyde Ave. And not only that yoga class, there's also another yoga, proper yoga class. I shouldn't say proper, I should just say different yoga class.
Your standard yoga class? Like your standard yoga class?
Standard.
Like, you know, like when standard, you think yoga, you would think of those types of stresses, not your standard. laughing yoga, where it's a little bit different.
I've done yoga at rugby training once, and it was the funniest experience ever. Because I learnt these things where it was like, poise, bro. I must say it was really difficult to do it.
I've heard Pilates and yoga are quite difficult for rugby play, and I see quite a lot of rugby players or league players go to like reform Pilates classes and like yoga classes.
Yeah.
And there's always snippets of them like really struggling and like big muscly dudes, yeah, but can't bend.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, we need the flexibility, though. But yeah, so the yoga classes on here at the Western Community Centre again, 46 Hyde Ave, every Monday. It's in the kind of evening, though. It's 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. It is $10 cash, and it's a BYO yoga mat.
Like that. It's such a good option. Also, what's happening today, this afternoon, is we've got another tree pruning workshop coming up, and a big, massive thank you and a big shout-out to Go Eco. We had a workshop last week, Friday, and so we've got another workshop happening again today at 2 p.m. So all you need to do is come down. You don't actually need to have anything with you. If you've got some tools you want to bring down, you're more than welcome to. But all you do is you come into our car park and you'll see our group, and they'll be working through our fruit trees, pruning and teaching you guys how to prune your fruit trees at home. So come on down. I think we had a decent group last Friday come in, and I think this is our, I think this would be our fourth tree pruning workshop. I think our first two we had was last year, and that was a massive hit. And I know a lot of our other community centres run these workshops as well. So, you know, massive thank you to Go Eco for coming out and teaching our community how to prune the fruit trees, and especially for our community, because we planted some fruit trees in your guys' homes, or you guys collected fruit trees from us a couple of years ago. And so I know that a lot of those trees will slowly be starting to get a little bit bigger. We've got a lot of those fruit trees in our gardens as well, and just on the back part. So the back part of our building facing our skate park, we've got a lot of those new fruit trees in that garden part there, and they are starting to get very lush looking and a little bit bigger. So come on down, make sure you get get the right skills on how to prune your tree so you don't kill your tree or stump it from growing, because I know that can happen too, because I've done that without realizing it. There's a lot to pruning and gardening. So come on down, Go Eco. They've got the goods and they've got the information, and we'll show you, and you get to partake into pruning as well. So come on down, bring your gears, bring your neighbors, and make a cool little afternoon. 2 o'clock this afternoon. All right. It's on our Facebook page too.
I've got some chicken questions that I wanted to maybe just share with you, because this is probably some... a really good one, but I was told this by a student of mine.
Okay.
And it's, what's something that you believed as a kid that makes you laugh now?
Oh.
And I was thinking, because my mum and dad used to always tell me, don't run out on the road.
Yeah.
Otherwise, someone from the drain's going to grab you. And I laugh at that now, because I'm like, man, I believed that for so many years. Even when I was in high school, I used to always, like, when I'd bike home and it was dark,
mm-hmm,
I would avoid the footpath and I'd ride in the middle of the road all the way home.
All the way home. Wow. That's giving me, what's that movie?
It's
Pennywise.
That's why I reckon they told me. They made me watch that.
Because it was that
too.
Generation, eh? That was that time.
Tough. I was pretending to be tough.
Yeah, there you go.
Be tough with my friends, and then when we're like, oh, I've got to go home. And then I'm like, riding down the road, sometimes holding my breath.
Driving real fast, biking real fast.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? My mum always told me, it's not even that I did this, but I think she just told me not to do it so I wouldn't do it. You know when you're eating like an apple and you got the apple seeds or watermelon seeds, and if you swallow those seeds, you're going to grow a watermelon or a tree out of it?
Yep.
And honestly, right up until I think I was a teenager, I avoided that, avoided the seeds. And then I think I was at high school and I was eating watermelon, and my friends were asking why I was plucking the seeds out of my fruit. And I'd said to them what my mum had said, and they just thought it was absolutely hilarious. And one of them was like, I've been eating seeds all my life. I've not had a watermelon plant or an apple tree grow in me. So, well, yeah, I thought that was kind of funny by the end of it.
That's a good story, because one day I ate too many feed jars and I had watermelon as well. And my mum said, oh, I think you ate the seeds. And I was like, no, I did eat the seeds. And she goes, I know what your stomach's sore. You're probably growing a little tree.
See, that's why.
Yeah, that does make me laugh. Now, another one that makes me laugh is the swallowing bubblegum.
I was about to say that because I've told my kids not to swallow bubblegum. And you know what? I grew up swallowing bubblegum all my life. So I don't know. Is it bad for you or not?
I don't think it is. I'm pretty sure it's not. I think people just say that.
So you don't do it, eh?
So you don't swallow it.
I think the worst case scenario.
It doesn't break down, but I think it does break down. And
do you think it'll just take longer to break down because of it not being natural stuff?
Probably. Even someone in high school a teacher in high school was still saying that to me. Throw your bubble gum out, and then I'm like, oh, I'm going to swallow it. Don't swallow it.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to traumatize our listeners. I had a teacher at school that had a jar full of chewed up bubble gum, and if you were caught in class chewing it, yeah, you had to put your yucky piece of bubble gum in it. And I'm not talking, it wasn't a small jar either. It was a big
and
jar.
And it kept it just full of bubblegum.
Yeah, and it sat on the shelf. She was the op teacher. So when you were naughty, that was the room you went to. But yeah, she would have this jar of gum. And if you know, you know. You'll know. If you're from this area and you went to the same school, there's only certain people that will know that class.
In Rotorua, something that I always believed growing up as well, because Rotorua is quite like in a crater.
Yep.
And there's this hills. You can see just the mountains all around you.
Yep.
And I was always told behind those is like dinosaurs and deserts. So don't go that way.
Yep.
And because it's so easy to bike out of Rotorua,
yep,
like you can ride a push bike,
yep,
out of. Everyone's like, no, don't go. Don't go. Don't, bro.
There's dinosaurs on the side.
And you know what? I had my first holiday to Hamilton, to my auntie's house, and I was like, whoa, what the heck is that? And it's a river. I'm like, what the heck is that thing?
Yeah, fair enough.
It's a big flow of river. All we have is lakes, yeah, and little creeks.
Yeah.
And then my auntie also told me when I came in, like, oh, you know the creek that's down the road from your house? This is connected to it, but it just got bigger and bigger. And I was like, gosh, man, I reckon there's so many tales you just get told while you're growing up and they just make you believe it.
Oh, fully. And you know what? I think because I've probably started saying those same tales to my kids and realising, oh.
One that's going on now for Tamati, is his uncle came up and said, I know when people lie because they have a light in their nose and it turns on. And then he goes, go try and lie to me. And then he's like, oh, your light turned on. And now every time, Tarantino's like, he's like, oh, I just done this. And then he'll look at, and then he'll go like this, and he'll block his nose.
Block his nose.
And then I was like, oh, you're lying, because I can see, oh, well, it's because Fran's cousin started, or Tarantino's uncle started it. Now Tarantino's starting to hide his nose
when he says stuff.
And just to see if we could tell. And now he's like, when he says stuff, and he goes, and we're like, no, you didn't, son. He's like, is it because my light was on? No, we've started this little tale now and it's stuck.
And it's funny because it's gone from the light from Pinocchio's nose growing. Like if you're telling a lie and your parents are like, your nose is growing, and you're like trying to hide your nose, you know, like from it growing.
Yes,
and
I didn't even think about that.
It's like it's expanded into the next stage of things. Do you know the issue I have with my kids? Actually, it's my oldest. Is the tooth fairy. So I'm not going to blow anyone's little bubbles if they're listening or anything like that. But my daughter likes to go around and tell people when the tooth fairy comes to visit her that the tooth fairy likes to strangle her in her sleep. She thinks the tooth fairy's standing on her throat trying to find the tooth underneath her head. So she goes and she gets up and she's like, Mum, I saw the tooth fairy and she stood on my, she stood on my throat. Trying to find the tooth, and I just look at her and think, Lady, you are setting me up.
No, that was Mama standing on you. Yeah. Trying to find
and
measure
tape. And you know what? The funniest thing is I need to set the scene. She was in a bunk bed. I'm standing underneath her bed, trying to shove my hand underneath her pillow to find her tooth. I'm not even on top of her bed. I'm not anywhere near her face. And she's gone and told teachers this. Oh, she told the after school care this. She told some of our work colleagues this. And they're all looking at me like, what were you doing? Oh, so I need to be on. I did not do that. She was in a bunk bed and I was underneath her bed trying to find the tooth underneath the pillow. That was actually underneath her teddy bear on the other side of her bed, halfway down near her body. So wasn't anywhere near her face. But those little tails there.
They'll last a lifetime.
They will.
My boy's still saying, and I've just stopped going to, but your light's on your knees. So him just keeps saying, is it because my light's on?
It's so cute, eh?
I know, and I bumped into, I was walking around the park yesterday, and your young one come flying around the corner and bumped into me. And I was like, sorry. She goes, watch out. Oh, sorry.
Hey, sorry for being in your way.
Our kids rule us, so. Sorry, watch out.
I'm going to have a chat with that little girl.
And then the next question is, what's a random smell that instantly takes you back to somewhere? And I'm from Rotorua. Nah, do you know what it is for me, though? It's not the sulfur smell. It's wood burning. It's burning wood. I don't know what it is. So it's burning wood and it's like a salty smell. And that's what Rotorua.
Yeah.
That's what I can remember. And now when it's like winter time around here, people lighting their fires and I smell it. And I just have this like look around and I'm like, oh yeah.
Is it because most houses in Rotorua have fireplaces, right,
all of them have fireplaces, eh?
Yeah, because so I've got two aunties and a cousin that live there. One's in Nungotaha and the other one's in just down the road from Paradise Valley.
Oh, yeah, of course, yep.
So, but all three of their houses, fireplaces, and every time we're there, fireplaces always going. So I understand that smell of that wood fire burning because, yeah, I don't think of sulfur when I think of like Rotorua, even though most people would think that.
Nah, when we took the kids there last year, they were like,
straight away, we weren't even anywhere near it.
What's that smell?
What is that?
Surprise. What is the smell that instantly takes you back?
The smell of, I like smelling, like if I'm getting close to a beach. So the smell of a beach reminds me of going up north. So we would go camping every year, 30 minutes out from Kaitaia, out to Tokoro Beach, just below Whararewa. So I'd spend all Christmas period there. And it's just that certain sea smell, you know, when you're getting closer to the ocean and you get like that waft of ocean breeze, it just reminds me of like my whole childhood. So from like I was a baby going camping, like in nappies, right up until I was at high school. It was every Christmas. Mm. And there was one year that it was like every third or fourth year it would rain heavily up north. And eventually we would get flooded out of our tents. But the last year we had gone up, it had rained real bad. And I woke up and I was floating in my tent. My airbed, my entire room was floating in my tent. There was that much rain. And I got out of my tent. We were on my auntie's batch at this point in time. And they were all in the garage. I could hear them. Everybody was up, including my family and my sister, and they were all sitting inside dry, didn't think to come wake me up, just left me floating in my tent with like ankle deep water. So yeah, it reminds me, it's the smell of sea salt. So anywhere we're going, anywhere near like Ragland or just the smell of sea salt, it just reminds me of that. Yeah.
Is it memory or like trauma?
Probably trauma from that part, but I still hold my. I say that to them now. I'm like, hey, you guys left me in the tent floating around, and they're like, oh, we just thought we'd let you keep sleeping. I was a teenager, so you know, we know what it's like to wake up a teenage person, eh?
Gosh.
But yeah, so it's the smell of like beach, ocean, sea salt,
rain, wet concrete.
Oh, I love
wet concrete
smell.
Reminds me of like when I used to swim in the creek and No one will take a towel, but we'll go lie on the hot concrete.
Yes.
And then every time it starts to rain and it's been really hot, it reminds me, that brings back memories as well.
What about the smell of freshly cut lawns? I love the smell of freshly cut lawns. Love it. That and hot concrete.
Because I mold all the time and I'm,
Yeah, that's true.
It's lawns again. Anyway, we're going to jump into what we've got here at the centre and then we'll finish up for today.
All right, so starting off with our community information hub. So we have the Justice of the Peace here every Tuesday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We have Citizens Advice Clinic Wednesdays, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. We've got our Family Court Navigators here fortnightly. So just give us a call just to double check which fortnight that they're sitting on. We've also got the Kāinga Ora Housing Support Manager, and they're here fortnightly as well. We've got Whānau Support Worker, Hamilton Budgeting Advisory Trust, Financial Mentoring, and that's a Tuesday and a Friday. If you're needing an appointment, you need to make contact through to Hamilton Budgeting Advisory. We've also got Legal Advice here every Tuesday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Please book acupuncture from 10 a.m. to 11:30. We've also got our Plunkett Outreach Clinic and Fruit and Veggie on a Wednesday, which is those $15 bags. We've got our community newspaper, which is bi-monthly delivered to 19,000 homes in the West area. And moving over to our programs and activities, we've got playgroups, children's programs, 50-plus events, trips and luncheons. Quickly, we have a luncheon today at 12. So after we jump off this, we're heading over to the luncheon and we've got a chalk and cheese fondue time. So come on down to that. We've got our support with power bills. We've got Māori art. We've got our Western Wheels Learner's License. We've got our Out West radio show, which is what you're tuning into right now. We've got youth activities, events, programs, and leadership development, children's holiday program, after school care, community education and training. We've got a free public phone and computers, the cheapest photocopying, printing and scanning in the Mutu, and we've also got venue hire with over 2,519 bookings each year and over 153 community groups, organisations, faith-based communities, education providers and clubs that use this venue each year, table and chair hire, fair share market, first aid courses, free food stores Thursday, Fridays, and free meals Monday, Wednesday, Fridays during the school term from 2:30 p.m. Man, I think I ran out of breath saying that.
Too good. And also a huge mihi out to our sponsors as well for making things happen for us. Lottery Grants Board, Well Energy Trust, Land Renewals Trust, Trust Waikato, Hamilton City Council, Ministry of Social Development, Grassroots, Stevie Bryan Trust, Internal Affairs, The Lion Foundation, Tyndall Foundation, Gallagher Charitable Trust, Rotary Hamilton Central, Rotary Waikato Sunrise, Glenis and John Gallagher Foundation, Nora Howell Charitable Trust, Go Eco, Cambridge Drainage and Earthworks, and Fraser High School. Thank you to all those community members that come into the centre and make financial donations as well. They donate items, clothing, food, and most importantly, everyone donating their time. So thank you very much for that. That's actually us for today. This is Out West Radio, 46 Hyde Ave, Western Community Centre. That's us signing out. We'll catch you next week.
See you.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.